This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive. With Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We are going to get to the top story of the day in the NFL and also here in Kansas City, the suspension. It is now final. Rashee Rice has accepted a 6-game suspension for the first 6 games of the NFL season. We'll get to that coming up momentarily. We also are going to have Nate Taylor of The Athletic. He is set to join us coming up in 15 minutes. We'll get his thoughts. We'll get his reaction on the suspension from Rashee Rice. We got a lot of things to get into in today's show. The Chiefs 53-man roster has been announced. They are also wrapping up the practice squad, so we'll get to that. We'll give you all the latest information as it is coming in. We'll get you ready for a weekend in college football. We'll have some fun along the way. You guys know how we kind of handle things around here. Before we get into the top story, I need to remind you guys of a couple of things. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. You know what? It'd be great if you could tell two people to check out the show. But if you could just tell one person to check out the show, you know what? I would greatly appreciate that. And number three, I need you to remember that the open of the show is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. With college football returning, with pro football returning, a great place to stop by, grab yourself something to eat, grab yourself something to drink, also catch the games. It is with our friends over at The Other Place. 5 area locations. Be sure to check out The Other Place and go to the website, theotherplace.com. So let's kind of go through very quickly the course of events as it is played out today. So at around 10:45, we got news by Adam Schefter that the NFL was aiming for at least a potential 6-game suspension for Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice for violating the league's personal conduct policy. This started to kind of get things in motion. We have followed this enough to know that Adam Schefter is not randomly tweeting this. I think it was pretty clear that news was on the way when we got this development from Rashee Rice. Now, let's talk about what all of this means, because I think that's where we need to start with all of this. In my opinion, this is the best possible outcome for all parties. I think it is very obvious that the NFL was not letting Rashee Rice off with a 2 or a 3-game suspension. They have fought this thing and fought this thing. They were in the process of bringing in a mediator, so to speak, in Sue L. Robinson, who had only mediated one other case. And in that case, she gave Deshaun Watson a 6-game suspension for a violation of the personal conduct policy. It is also important to note that Deshaun Watson was never charged criminally, never pled guilty to anything, where Rashee Rice has been charged criminally and has pled guilty to 2 felonies. So if Sue L. Robinson reviewed all of this information about Deshaun Watson and determined that he violated the personal conduct policy and offered up the NFL a 6-game suspension, what do we think the news and information was going to be regarding Rashee Rice? I think at a floor, he was going to get a 6-game suspension. So I don't believe that fighting this thing anymore was going to yield you a 2 or a 3-game suspension. I think the NFL had a pretty clear stance on this, and there had been some precedent on a 6-game suspension being a good basis for what we were negotiating. So from that, I think this is a fair suspension. I know originally when we first talked about this, we used Jordan Addison as an example. It is important to note that in the CBA, there is a framework for a DUI. There is no framework for what we're talking about with Rashee Rice, which is what made this thing drag out a little bit longer than the other suspension cases that we are talking about in the National Football League. There is clear language in the collective bargaining agreement between the owners and the players on what the penalty is if you get caught with a DUI. There is no language for what we're talking about with Rashee Rice. So it was always going to be a slightly different case because of this. A 6-game suspension is fair. Maybe you're arguing a 3. Maybe you're arguing a 4. I think just based on the presence of Sue L. Robinson and what we know her interpretation of the rules to be, I think he was going to get a 6-game suspension at a minimum due to a violation of the personal conduct policy. I don't care how big of a Chiefs fan you are, you got to acknowledge that Rashee Rice broke the personal player conduct policy. He got into a serious car accident on the highway in the middle of the day that injured people and fled the scene. If that's not a violation of the player conduct policy, I don't know what it is. So a 6-game suspension is more than fair. Anything more than this, I think, would have been excessive, and I think there was real grounds to fight. When we first got this information from Tom Pelissero, they were throwing out double-digit numbers. I would have fought on double-digit numbers. There is no precedent for Rashee Rice being suspended for 9, 10, 11, or more games. So I always thought that that was very high. Again, I think that 2 or 3 was very unrealistic, and in most cases, in most situations, the truth is somewhere in the middle. We found that number. Again, 6, in my opinion, is a fair number. The second part of this is it gives Rashee Rice more time post-injury. He had a serious knee injury last year that forced him to miss basically the entire season last year. He missed a season worth of Chiefs games. So he gets now an extra 6 weeks of rehab, of working out, of training, of getting better, so he can come back week 7 and help this team get back to another Super Bowl and possibly win one. Having more time to heal and rest up and train, I'm not going to seem like that's the worst thing that can possibly happen. It also gives the Chiefs the ability to know the situation. One of my fears about what the original plan was going to be was just uncertainty of it all. Well, he's got this meeting in September, but we don't know when we're going to get the information back. Are the Chiefs going to appeal the ruling? Is the NFL going to appeal the ruling? When does the suspension actually start? I didn't want a suspension that was going to start week 7, week 8 of the NFL season. My number one priority in all of this was to have Rashee Rice on the field for the Buffalo Bills game. That's now possible. If this is a 6-game suspension, you come back week 7, you play week 7, you got week 8, week 9, the Chiefs go on the road to play at Buffalo in what I believe to be their most important game of the season. Buffalo this year has Baltimore and Kansas City at home. If there is a team that if you were going preseason, they are the favorites to be the 1 seed, I think you have to consider it to be Buffalo based on the schedule, based on the division that they're in, and they also have their 2 most important tiebreaker games at the crib this year. So you have Rashee Rice in a position where you feel confident about your ability to go into Orchard Park and leave with the win. I think the suspension is fair. So the NFL is happy that he is serving a, this is a real consequence. This isn't a slap on the wrist. Think about now in total, everything that we know, now that the dust is completely settled with Rashee Rice. He has lost over $100,000 in cash. You are about to lose more money because of an NFL suspension. So by the time this thing is done, your pockets are going to be $200,000 lighter. You have 30 days of jail time. You have probation. You're missing six NFL games and important games. They're going to Brazil. They play the Philadelphia Eagles. You got Baltimore coming up. You got Monday Night Football. You will not be able to play. You won't get to practice. You don't get to stand on the sideline. That's a real penalty. So it's a fair suspension, but it gives you more time to train, to work out, to get your body and your mind ready for still a substantial part of the season. If you stay healthy, you still get to play double-digit games this year. You get to play in the Thanksgiving game in your hometown in Dallas. You get to play in the Bills game. You get to play on Christmas. You get to play in all the important games in the second half of the season if you stay healthy. So you get the suspension out of the way. The cloud is gone from over the Kansas City Chiefs. It gives you more time to get ready. The Chiefs now have roster certainty going into trying to get a 53-man roster ready to get ready to go to Brazil. And he's available for the Buffalo Bills game. I think that everybody should be happy with the way that this is wound up. It's over. We don't have to argue it anymore. We don't have to debate it anymore. We don't have to go back and forth. There's no more speculation. There's no more what we think is going to happen. We now have the answer. It is a six-game suspension for Rashee Rice that is going to start at the very beginning of the season. You can come back week seven and ramp up for the game against the Buffalo Bills. Coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Nate Taylor of The Athletic. We'll get his thoughts on this. We'll take your phone calls on this. We'll read your text, 913-586-7965. We will talk about the Royals in today's show as well, because the Royals, it was like that Undertaker gif. You know the one I'm talking about where he's laying down and he looks dead and then just pops back up out of nowhere. It looked like baseball season was about to be over in Kansas City and the Royals saved themselves. We will talk some Royals baseball today. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison, host of the Random Royals lineup on 96.5 The Fan.
Baseball with the Royals.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We love it when people level up. Our next guest, he is leveled up. He now works for ESPN. I'm watching NFL Live, and he's on there. I'm like, ooh, I know him. His name is Nate Taylor. Nate Taylor, how you doing, my man?
Oh, I'm doing great, Carrington. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Let's just start with this. I'm so happy this is over. I'm happy that we're not spending week five wondering what Sue L. Robinson is going to say or think. I know that these games are important, and they play playoff teams off the rip. They play the Chargers. They play the defending Super Bowl champion, the Eagles. They play the Ravens. Like, I don't want to make it seem like he is missing a super easy part of the schedule. I'm just happy that this is over. Now we all know. We know when the start date is, and we know when the end date is.
Yeah, and I got to say, I'm a bit surprised because it's clear to me that the NFL really pushed for this. Like, hey, they understand just like we are that the season's starting. And for the team's sake, they would like to know whether or not Rasheed was going to be available in Sao Paulo. Well, he's not even here today, guys. He is not at the facility. This decision in terms of the punishment may be official here momentarily. Before the end of the business day, in terms of the NFL's transaction wire. But look, if I was Rasheed Rice, I maybe would have wanted to fight more, right? Would have wanted my legal team to present a very compelling case on September 30th to Sue L. Robinson, who, by the way, has only done one case in the NFL, and to the player's benefit, kind of leaned a little bit more player friendly than the league wanted, obviously. So you had a path, but I think there were a lot of forces that led Rasheed to make this decision. And similar to you, similar to me, similar to a lot of fans. Okay, well, now we know. We knew you were going to get suspended, but now we know, and now he can sort of look forward and move forward and target. You know, that's week seven game against the Raiders. That is a home game. So you could have gotten four, is my true opinion. Like, if Rasheed would have taken this all the way to the wall, it probably would have been a four-game suspension. But for a number of reasons, he chose to take the suspension today.
That's interesting you say that, because I'm not sure if that's the case, and this is why. Sue L. Robinson has only presided over one other NFL case. She went through it and determined that that player got a six-game suspension based on off the league's personal conduct policy. Now, I know it was Deshaun Watson, a very, very different case and a much more high-profile case, but I do think it's important to note that Watson was never charged. Rice was charged. So therefore, not being charged, Deshaun Watson has never pled guilty to anything. Rasheed Rice has pled guilty and got two felonies. So I just find it hard to believe that based off the other case that she was in which the person hadn't been charged, she determined that it was a six-game suspension. I find it hard to believe she was going to go through this case and then tell me that Rasheed Rice only gets a three-game suspension. So I kind of thought, once I saw that Sue L. Robinson was in charge of all of this, I always thought I always thought six was the floor.
Yeah. No, that totally makes sense. And that is a, you could say, traditional, more conservative approach. Again, I think from the Player Association, not in the best light at this moment. They got their own things to, you know, do and get settled from an organizational standpoint. So let's say if the Players Union was better positioned, right? You could have presented a case that was somewhat opposite of what you just said. Yes, even though Deshaun Watson did not plead to anything. And even though these things were not on video, it is different because it obviously includes, like, if the policy is six games, and again, this is, we're mostly talking hypothetical now, but given what the policy is, like, are we equating domestic violence? Are we equating speeding? Are we, like, you're just going through the entire thing and sort of saying, like, okay, what is the actual precedent? That's why you should have, in one way, the argument, have the disciplinary hearing, because Sue Robinson is not with the NFL, right? As I've told you before, Carrington, and everyone who listens, when it comes to suspensions, this is mostly a Roger Goodell thing, right? What Roger Goodell has in terms of power is a lot, right? So the only thing he's actually given up in terms of power is letting an actual arbiter, Sue Robinson or someone else, be appointed to look at both sides of the argument to find a true common ground. Now, hey, if we know that the league wanted 10 games and we know that the league wanted 8 games, well, okay, I guess 6 is understandable, much of what you're saying. And I think the player also, too, wants to move forward because he knew he was looking at either a 4-game suspension or a 6-game suspension. Technically, is it easier to come back knowing that you're suspended now? One could argue, sure. But at the same time, I could say, hey, if you come through the season and you play really well early on and you have this hearing, well, now you have a chance to sort of rest your body and get ready for the postseason. So it's, there's a number of ways to go about this. I don't think there's a wrong answer. I just knew that the best possible scenario for Rashee Rice was 4 games, having to play 4 games before he got to the hearing. Instead, he chose to go the opposite direction. And the Chiefs, as we saw yesterday, sort of managed their own 53-man roster with that in mind, because they had to have known this is probably where Rashee was thinking. And it makes, you know, in terms of legal fees, it makes it a little bit easier on him from a financial standpoint, with him knowing he can come back in, what, the middle of October, essentially.
I wish we had gotten the 53-man roster during the show, because I think the Chiefs basically told us that this was coming. They were carrying 8 wide receivers. They were not going to have 8 wide receivers for week 1 of the NFL season. Yes. I think they knew that this was being worked out, and they were within 24 hours of having the answer on what was going to happen with Rashee Rice. I also think, just based on reports, it sounds like Jalen Royals is going to go to the injured reserve list. So it sounds to me like, I know they had 8 initial wide receivers, it sounds like they're about to be at 6 by close of business Friday.
Correct. Now, I haven't been told exactly that Jalen Rose will go on IR, but look, he hasn't practiced in a long time, and he's not going to be ready for week 1. So, hey, he's a rookie. Let's take care of your body now. We don't need to rush you, obviously, because we have 8 receivers. And even when you come back, potentially, 4 to 6 weeks later, that's also the same time Rashee Rice will come back. So, again, you can manage the roster moving forward at a later date instead of having to carry 8. And that would make it really tricky in terms of, hey, who's actually going to be dressed against the Chargers? Well, now we know. It'll usually be 5. It might be 6, depending on what they want to do from a special team standpoint. But you're right. This was the first sort of indication that, hey, the only reason why you would keep 8 receivers, which no other team would do, is because, you know, one of your guys could be suspended or agree to a suspension at any point before now and September 30th.
Right now, we're talking to Nate Taylor of ESPN, getting his thoughts on the news. Rashee Rice has accepted a 6-game suspension. He is going to miss the first 6 games of the season. I guess in line with this, it sounds like you and I are on the same page. I don't see any scenario that they are bringing in another wide receiver. This is the group for the next 6 weeks.
Yes. I know it's interesting because there was a little chatter today amongst me and some of my colleagues that, hey, Mecole Hardman got cut yesterday. What do you say, guys? I mean, they've already brought back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You know, would he walk through that door? Well, that's something that could happen later in the season. But, yes, for right now, Nico Rubio has made the team. Tyquan Thornton has made the team. And those two guys deserve a ton of credit because they did everything that was asked of them in the offseason, in training camp, and the preseason. So I don't see much changing because – of Friday's preseason finale and what we saw Tyquan Thornton do, obviously the deep ball, 58-yard completion. Well, hey, we can line him up on the outside, and we've proven to you just 2 weeks ago, Los Angeles, he's a real threat from that position, right? So even though we might not have our yak man in the middle of the field running from the slot, and Rashee Rice. We still have Nico Remigio, who's an above-average return specialist, and we have Tyquan Thornton, who is a true boundary receiver who can take the top over the secondary with this kind of quarterback if you give him time and if you protect him.
Nate, I have one more kind of roster question. I want to get back to Rashee Rice here coming up in a bit. I was really looking to see if Elijah Mitchell was going to make the team. To me, that was going to be the answer on if they were going to look outside the organization for a running back. They obviously kept Elijah Mitchell. They also brought back Carson Steele and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Maybe I'm just not ready to accept the answer, and I need to accept it. At every turn, they have told us they think they're fine at running back.
But I don't think they're fine at running back.
I don't think they're fine at running back either. I'm just going based off their actions, and their actions would suggest that they think they got everything they need to run the football effectively this year.
Yeah, so let's break this down quickly. On one end, Elijah Mitchell has basically been a guy. Like, nothing specular, nothing special, nothing spectacular, nothing terrible. Like, he didn't, you know, fumble a ball or miss, you know, blow an assignment in the preseason. But he hasn't been the player he was prior to the major hamstring injury he had that took him out of all of last season. Well, okay, we understood that Carson Steele was the likeliest player that you could cut and come back to the practice squad. They've established that, hey, you still have a short yardage option, a special team player, if something happens with, say, Kareem Hunt, right? What I think the Chiefs miscalculated or was not willing to overspend, I guess, is, hey, we have all these running backs available on the market, and it's a sport where we just saw last year what in the hell happens if Isaiah Pacheco goes down with a major injury. So I would have argued, hey, you traded for Derek Nnadi, and that's an important position because you got to stop the run. Well, you also have to improve your running game as much as possible from last season. So go make another trade for a running back of veteran status like a Samaje Perine, who you could add with maybe a little bit more explosiveness and a little more ability to run between the tackles to give you a true trio with Pacheco and Hunt. They chose not to do that, okay? They chose to keep some of these, you know, later round picks. No one was cut in a manner where you could just pick that player up and add him to your roster the next day, which is why Elijah Mitchell is still here. Guys, I don't know if he's going to be dressed Friday night almost a week from now in Sao Paulo. I would argue, honestly, against it. But they are one injury away from kind of being in the same position they were in last year. And that is a lack of, you know, priority with the draft. It's going to take time for Breshard Smith. I know people are in their cars or, you know, at whatever, the restaurant, the office. Hey, what about this rookie, Breshard Smith? Guys, it's going to take time. But I would still dress him before I would dress Elijah Mitchell. So, I don't know how long Elijah Mitchell is going to be on the roster, Carrington, but I'm not sure he really earned it with their decision yesterday.
Right now, we're talking to Nate Taylor of ESPN, going through the top stories right now with the Kansas City Chiefs. Back to Rashee Rice for just a bit. The number one thing for me with this suspension was to have Rashee Rice available for the game at Buffalo. I think that's the most important game on the Chiefs' schedule. They got Baltimore at home. They got Buffalo on the road this year. Buffalo has both Kansas City and Baltimore at home this year. I think if you were just laying out the teams, you're laying out the schedules, you also lay out the division that all three of those teams are in, I think you have to consider Buffalo to be the favorite to get the one seed in the AFC. So having Rashee Rice back in theory for that game, that's the middle part of the season. Hopefully you're trending in the right direction. I think the number one responsibility for all parties were to get him available for that game. So I think it all ended up working out. Like, I really think you can argue that every side got what they wanted. The NFL got this is a real suspension. You missed six games. This is a real suspension.
This is a third of the season, ladies and gentlemen. A third. Yes.
And you also took real money out of his pocket for the Chiefs. You have him available for the biggest game. He also gets more time to recover from his injury. This ended up working for everybody.
And I'm so glad you make this point and you framed it this way, Carrington, because, again, we all work for somebody, right? Same thing goes for Rashee Rice. Hey, I know you got lawyers. I know you could push this to September 30th. And, hey, you might actually have a pretty strong case, one that might be winnable to where it could go from, again, six games to five or to four. But look, as your employer, you just hit the nail on the head, Carrington. Look, man, you're coming back from a significant knee injury. And, hey, you looked great last Friday in the preseason finale against the Chicago Bears. But, dog, we pay you for November, December, January, and middle of February. That is what his employer essentially told him. Hey, trust Andy Reid, trust Matt Nagy, trust Patrick Mahomes. We still got Travis Kelce, Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, Tyquan Thornton, Noah Gray, don't forget about him. We just talked about the two running backs. So, hey, Pacheco does look better this year than he did coming back from the injury last year. And, hey, Kareem Hunt is another year in the offense, had a full offseason. It's essentially his employer saying, please trust us that when you come back, we're going to get you right and get you ready for a limited role against the Raiders in Week 7. We're going to slowly go from there. And the Buffalo Bills have no tape of you from last season. And whatever tape they're going to look at in September and October won't freaking matter because you weren't on the field. And who knows what's going on with Travis? Who knows what's going on with Patrick, the offensive line? Like, you will be the new element to the offense that can either complete it or push it forward to where the offense can be a more dynamic unit. This season, ladies and gentlemen, comes down to one thing. The offense has to better support the defense because the defense this year being asked to be the leading unit for a third straight year is, I would say, unconscionable, right? Even though they made all these draft picks, it really does come down to, can you protect Mahomes? Can you give him enough time to do those marvelous highlights? And really, this is the last chance you have of Rashee Rice, I truly believe this, of Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce available to manipulate the defense to give Patrick easier reads to get the ball out of his hands quicker. And because of that, defense is going to have to play you differently, which means you actually have weapons to hit them over the top, i.e. Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, and Tyquan Thornton. So we all work for somebody. The Chiefs have to be thrilled. Hey, we would have loved if it was 4, but we didn't want that 4 to, you know, complicate things in the middle of the season as we get ready to play what I call real football. And ladies and gentlemen, real football is when it starts to get cold outside. When you start seeing who's the good teams in the standings, when you're competing for a division. And oh, by the way, that literally starts when the Chiefs play the Buffalo Bills.
Let's talk about the 53-man roster. Was there any surprise to you with the 53-man roster? I saw a lot of frustration about Pole, him not making the team. My point was, if we're worried about the 4th offensive tackle for the Chiefs, that means something has gone wrong throughout the course of the season. But Chiefs Twitter, yep, draft Twitter was all up in a roar about that. Did you see anything from the 53-man roster? I was a little bit surprised with Mike Pinnell. I mean, he was running with the ones. He's been in the organization for multiple years. I was surprised that he didn't make the team and they didn't put him on the practice squad.
What are they doing? Like, this is the only surprise. Okay, if you want to keep 8 receivers, do whatever roster manipulation you got to do based on the suspension that's coming. Guys, he is your starting nose tackle. He and Chris Jones last year were one of the best duos from interior defensive linemen when it came to, you know, stopping the run. Saquon Barkley did not have a good Super Bowl, most notably because Mike Pinnell exists. Chris Jones exists. Again, you traded for Derek Nnadi for depth purposes. If Malik Herring's on the team, how in the world is Mike Pinnell not on the team? Now, I know he's getting up there in age. He's 31. I guess I will tell this, ladies and gentlemen, there is multiple ways to get him back on the roster. Obviously, you could sign him to the practice squad. I know it's been reported that's probably not going to happen. Okay, well, hey, once Rashee's suspension becomes finalized, whether it's today or tomorrow, hey, you just call him up, say, hey, we'll welcome you back with open arms. You're on the active roster. Like, you don't miss any money. That might not happen. Guys, I don't know what they're doing with Mike Pinnell. Other than saying, you want a couple weeks off? like, you just want to rest your body? Like, do you not want to go to Brazil? Like, if I'm Mike Pinnell, I'm furious because he's one of the more interesting and, I would argue, one of your more cultural fits for your starting lineup. So if the Chargers run and have really good success with their new rookie running back, obviously a pretty good offensive line, if they have good running success and Mike Pinnell's not in uniform, this is not a good decision on cutdown day. Again, Elijah Mitchell's on the roster, guys. He might not play against the Chargers. Mike Pinnell has me on this roster by what, Monday? When they start practicing? Like, when they actually start going through the game plan against the Chargers? I have no idea what they've done, Carrington. That is the only surprise outside of, hey, this team kept 8 receivers.
I'll end with this. I've never seen a team that just bring back everybody that they know. It's almost like the Chiefs only know like 100 NFL players. Like, they just have no frame of anybody else. Like, anytime when it comes, like, they don't claim other teams' players. Whenever guys hit free agency, they just bring back guys that know the system. It is just remarkable to see. And I haven't got a chance to talk to you about this. We talked about this on the show. One thing that just amazes me about the Chiefs is how many guys leave the Chiefs organization and just cannot function outside of Kansas City. Like Mecole Hardman, he has played in and made big plays for the Chiefs. The Jets basically said, we don't think you can play. The Packers, he can't even make their 53-man roster, but he catches the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl for the Chiefs. It doesn't make any sense.
Right, dude, it's incredible. I'm so happy you brought this up because I've been laughing too when I'm in my car listening to the show, because it's like, hey, I don't know if ESPN will let me write this story, but I want to pitch it to you so that maybe I'll pitch it to my editor, Ethan, right? Dog, they have literally started treating the practice squad basically like an extension of the coaching staff. Hey, Mike Edwards, you've had a great career, dog. You've lost a little bit of a step, and look, we're trying to teach these young guys, right? We're trying to see what we still got with Tamari Connor and Brian Cook and Jaden Hicks. Hey, can you be Tree Rollins? Can you just be on the practice squad and be an assistant coach to Dave Merritt? Hey, Clyde, so happy you still want to be in the show? Love you. You're a great guy for the locker room. Hey, Clyde, let me introduce you to Breshard Smith, right? He's got all the juice. He's got all the receiving skills. Hey, can he be in your shadow for the next however many weeks you're here on the practice squad? I mean, they just did the same thing to Robert Tonyan. Hey, Robert Tonyan, I mean, there's just no way we could have cut Jared Wiley. We've invested multiple years in this man. He's a draft pick. But what you can do, son, is tell him what he needs to be doing out there in practice to get ready for the games, so that when it's December and he's never played in this type of game, he can rely on you as his assistant coach to the assistant Tom Melvin. Come on, man. It is hilarious that you could tell me Mecole Hardman will be back. You could tell me Willie Gay will be back. You could tell me Sky Moore will be back this season, and I would totally understand why they're doing it, because they're all assistant coaches who can still play football at a relatively high level, just not at, you know, starting level. So the NFL has allowed this practice squad to expand to, what, 16 spots, 16, 14 spots? Yeah, half of those spots are just assistant coaches in uniform, just if there's an injury or just if there's some scenario where we need to call you up. Tanyan had a great preseason, Carrington. Hey, dog, when this suspension goes through, we might elevate you, but at the same time, your number one job is to teach Jared Wiley.
That is Nate Taylor of ESPN joining us on the show today. Nate, it's always great to catch up with you, my man. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, so happy to do it, fellas. And thank goodness. I think today's the last day I'm going to write about Rashee Rice for a while.
100%. That is Nate Taylor of ESPN joining us on the show today. If you missed the top story, the breaking news, Rashee Rice has accepted his suspension. He is going to be suspended for the first 6 games of the NFL season. He will be eligible to return week 7. The Chiefs play the Las Vegas Raiders at home. That is when Rashee Rice can return back to the Kansas City Chiefs. Why don't we step aside for just a little bit? Coming up on the other side, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about the Kansas City Royals. I am telling you that yesterday things looked bleak. It looked like they were about to shut down the club, is what it looked like yesterday. And a miracle happened. The Royals saved themselves. They picked themselves up. And they gave themselves another day of being relevant after defeating the Chicago Whites. We'll get to that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember,
Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're going to get back to Rashee Rice coming up at the top of the hour. I just want to take a brief detour. This first detour is going to take us to Chicago, Illinois, where it looked like the Royals season was about to end. The Royals were down 4-0 heading into the top of the eighth. Now, I don't have to tell you guys this, but the Royals offense, I don't know what happened, but they didn't make the trip to Chicago, at least not up to that point. They had two hits a couple of nights ago, and they were down 4-0 heading into the eighth inning. So if you were somebody that was planning the going home ceremony for the 2025 Kansas City Royals, I can't tell you that you were wrong. I can't tell you that you were premature. The Royals looked very lifeless for a large majority of the game. But you know what the beauty of baseball is? You got to get 27 outs. And something happened in that eighth inning. A hit here, a hit here, a walk here, a big hit from Mikel Garcia. And next thing you know, you look up, you've chopped into this deficit. All right, now it's 4-2. All right, you know, you start feeling good about yourself. Hey, we can do this. We can get this lead. Next thing you know, the Royals score three runs in the top of the ninth. And what went from the Royals season looking like it was completely over, that it was in hospice care, it looked like it was on its last leg. The Royals battle back. The Royals claw back. They win yesterday. And now they give themselves a very important game today against the Red Sox, or White Sox, excuse me. All of these games are important, but I told you guys, I don't care how you do it. You just cannot lose a series to the Chicago White Sox. Maybe the White Sox have outplayed the Royals these last 2 days. That's fine. It's 1-1. You got to figure out any way, by hook or by crook, you got to figure out a way to win today and win the series against the Chicago White Sox. You can go get yourself some Giordano's, stop at whatever pizza place that you fancy. Where's that place from the show The Bear? Go stop there. Do whatever you need to do to figure out a way to scratch across a win. You get a chance to come back home. You got an important weekend series against the Detroit Tigers. We'll see what happens. But yesterday, it looked like we were about to be done with baseball season. And you know what? Just when I thought I was out, they pull you back in. That's what the Royals did yesterday.
It was funny monitoring the game last night on social media because I went to go walk the dog and take care of some other things around the house. It was 4-0 in the eighth. I thought, I know what tomorrow's show looks like. We're going to have a funeral for the Royals. Check social media. They were already having a funeral for the Royals. It was...
You already know. They can't wait to kick dirt on the Royals when they're cooked.
It was multiple games of low hits and no runs in Chicago on the south side. It was grim on social media. Then, took the dog for a walk, came back, did some stuff around the house, watched some TV, checked social media, and it was, we're back, baby! Oh my goodness, look at this. Now the Mariners are losing. What a night. In a true 30-minute span on social media, it went from as doom and gloom as I've seen the Royals season all year on social media to, well, look at this now. The Padres are leading, and the Royals got a win. Three back is right in the hunt. We ride. It was funny to watch that game unfold on social media. But now for the Royals, the question you or I can't answer, but it is the million-dollar question. Did last night jolt them to life, and they take care of business tonight, and they stay in this race? Because if you lose tonight, and then you lose a series to the Tigers, then when me and you take the air on Tuesday after Labor Day, we're having that same funeral. It's got delayed by a week. Or do you use last night's, whoa, big emotional swing? You went from dead in the water in the eighth to a win in the ninth. Do you take that, turn it into a series win, turn it into a series win against the Tigers, and now, hey, the Angels and Blue Jays are coming to Kansas City, and the Royals right in the thick of the race? It's a question we can't answer, but if they can parlay this into a little momentum, baseball fever could catch in Kansas City right as the Chiefs are taking the field.
I don't know if yesterday was a momentum builder or not. I have absolutely no clue. You would think that you don't need that for a Tuesday game against the Chicago White Sox. But again, I don't care. Just figure out a way to win. At this point, you got to figure out a way to get to 86 or 87, and we can deal with the particulars on the back half. It is not letting the White Sox derail you from where you need to be and knock you off course. And that's what was potentially at stake yesterday for the Kansas City Royals. None of that matters now. They figured out a way to win. They won. They got to win one more game today against the Chicago White Sox, and then we can look ahead to a weekend series against the Detroit Tigers. I want to get back to Rashee Rice coming up at the top of the hour. A lot of you have mentioned the 30 days that he has to do in jail. We'll talk about that coming up in about 5 minutes or so. Rob, have we ever seen a player slash prospect like Arch Manning? Now, we have seen a lot of famous people's kids or relatives perform, right? Like, countless numbers. Have we ever seen one that has the hype that we're talking about with Arch Manning, who feels like he is the most popular or well-known college football player heading into the season, and he's a junior, and none of us have really seen him play? Sure, he's played a little bit. He played against Louisiana Monroe, and he played against Mississippi State. That was the worst team in the SEC. So we go from a lot of hype, a lot of potential. This thing has been in the crock pot. It's been in the pressure cooker now for two consecutive college football seasons, and now heading into a junior year, the first real game, the first real start, the first time that a lot of people are really going to get a chance to watch Arch. It's going to be the most watched college football game this weekend between Texas, and it's on the road against Ohio State. Have we ever seen a debut like this? Has there ever been a prospect like this that you factor all of these things together? Because everybody thinks Arch is going to be good. other than because it's Peyton and Eli's nephew and because it's Archie's grandson, why else do we think he's going to be good? Like, usually the kind of hype that comes from this, like, we normally see it by now, right? We're talking about a junior. Usually the hype, the buzz, the buildup, there's been a little bit of proof of concept, so to speak. There's no proof of concept really with Arch Manning, but you'd be really hard pressed to think, to find anybody that doesn't think he's going to be exceptional this weekend. I think he's going to be fantastic. I think Ohio State, or I think Texas is going on the road, and I think they are winning the game largely because of Arch, and I think that Saturday is his coming out party. But I'm just trying to think of a debut, a prospect, a player. I don't think we've had too many of these in sports recently.
I don't think there's been one like this maybe in our lifetime. Like, there have been heralded recruits. Like, I can name five-star kids that are making their debut, but we were excited. They weren't doing it against Ohio State. They weren't doing it as a redshirt sophomore. They weren't doing it with the expectations of winning a national title game on their back. Like, this is a little bit of uncharted territory, at least for me and you. Maybe there's some freshman who came in at Nebraska. Maybe when Tommy Frazier was coming in at Nebraska. That was, I don't know. I wasn't around then. But I can't imagine anything like this because it's not just come in and be good. That's the case for a lot. I can name a bunch of recruits where that's the situation this year. Ohio State has Julian Sayin. They're expecting him to be good this year. But for Arch, it feels like it's championship or bust, and the only thing we've seen him do is a cool run against A&M, dominating Louisiana Monroe, dominating Mississippi State, and nothing else. He couldn't beat out Quinn Ewers last year, and yet it's just all systems go. You're on the road. You're heading the horseshoe. You're going to go win, and now it's go win a national title, young man. I don't think we've ever seen anything like this in college football. At least me and you haven't.
Yeah, I just don't think we've ever seen anything like this when we just think about the amount of time that we're talking about. Like, this is not his freshman year. This isn't even his sophomore year. I would say last year it just would have been normal. Hey, you sat behind Quinn Ewers. Now it's your team. It's your turn. I can't think of too many times that we've kind of had this amount of time to talk about and discuss and do all of these things. It's just a very, very unique situation that we're heading into with Arch Manning this weekend against Ohio State. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to Rashee Rice. A lot of you think that he should do his 30 days now. I think that is a terrible idea. We'll discuss it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.